All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes.
We are back.
If you guys are from San Diego, I don't know if you all are listening from San Diego, but if you're from San Diego, we had a massive earthquake.
Monday morning, I was 5 feet in the floor, digging a pothole. Ground started shaking, jumped right the hell out of there, dude.
You saw scary. The trench. You saw the trench move?
I was literally shaking in my boots, buddy. I had to jump out real quick.
Yeah, shit was cool.
Literally insane. Whole building shook.
Whole building shook.
We're in the epicenter.
Yeah, we are currently in the epicenter of the earthquake.
The podcast room cracked.
It literally did anything fall down or anything?
Yeah, everything. It bobbed, restored everything.
The guy behind me.
The guy behind you.
This fell. And there is a mini Junior Seau somewhere up here in this region. He also fell. Everything else might be a little bit more crooked than it was before.
Some things might be straighter than they were before.
It's Mother Nature.
But we are here, still standing. Podcast room is alive. Two of us in one room, one of us in another.
Howdy.
Average Takes here to play. Your San Diego Padres are the best 15-4 best record in the major leagues. And
what a time to be alive, huh?
What a time to be a Padre fan. This has been a great start to the season.
We've never seen a start like this in all of our lives.
Never.
Yep, that's correct.
This has been the best start of the San Diego Padres franchise. The Padres are 8-2 over the last 10. They swept the Rockies. We won the last series. Just took our first home loss this past series versus the Cubs. That one sucked. But everything looks good right now, Trevor. Like, I mean, if you are a nitpicker, you could find something. You could find holes. There's holes. Every team has holes.
Yeah, holes. Hard. Because in the past, it's mainly like runners in scoring position or hitting with two strikes. Productive outs is what I think is one of the key is why this team's winning is it seems like every out we make is productive in a sense where
guys
moving over, we're doing sac flies. Runner on second with one or no outs, ball's going to the right side. Advancing runners, fundamental baseball, you know, stuff that they kind of teach you as you're growing up in baseball, kind of once you get to high school, that's kind of where they fine tune those type of thinking skills. But right now they're executing. And that's kind of the main point is preparation and then execution.
We have had a lot of home games. I know I've seen everyone talk about it. Yeah, they kill at home, but only 6 games on the road, split the series.
Yeah, don't care.
Do not care. You win every game you can. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Doesn't matter where you are.
Doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what team you play. You absolutely love to win. That's the main focus.
Love to win. I think our first podcast of this season, I made a statement that the Padres are going to win 100 games. Not horrible at this time in the year. Lots of season left, but not looking horrible. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to keep it going. It's fun starting off hot because this team usually doesn't. We're kind of sitting right around that 500 range, you know, 2 or 3 games above, 2 or 3 games below. So it's nice kind of being 15-4 right now, 11 games over 500. Feels nice. Team's playing well. The pitching's fucking outstanding.
Pavetta has been unreal.
Pavetta's unreal, and all it took was just move to the first base side of the mound. Sick.
So sick. yeah.
About Cease's mustache and shit. Pitch better after.
He's all in his head, so whatever it's gonna be him to pitch better, I'll take
superstitious it. As hell.
Yeah, no, I'm very superstitious. Baseball players are kind of notoriously superstitious.
Oh yeah.
But in that aspect, yeah, he's super superstitious.
I think I saw it coming. Yes, he had that bad fucking pitching outing, and then I kind of said to myself, "And like, oh, he's cutting that shit off."
He did the same exact thing last year, I think.
Yeah.
He kept the beard, pitched like shit one game, and then shaved it, had a mustache. This time he said, fuck it. Shaving everything.
Everything's going.
Yeah.
We're having a yard sale.
No, I think it's funny that he goes season growing the beard since October. I think he goes playoff beard and then doesn't shave anything. I don't even think he gets it trimmed. I think that thing's just growing.
Oh, that thing's wildlife.
Until he gets to spring training, starts the season, and then he sees how he does. I love it.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, he pitched a little bit better than that. Funny, sorry, but not mad. It's still so early in the game. It's so hard to critique numbers this early.
Yeah.
I hate checking.
It's hard to, like,
overanalyze.
Overanalyze, and then, like, numbers are shit, not to be like, oh, they're not that good. Like, it's hard.
Yeah, you have to find the medium.
Yeah, and so far, best player in the world, Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, the kid is absolutely amazing. I can't believe that he's a San Diego Padre. Sometimes I get goosebumps thinking, watching these highlight films of him. I'm like, damn, he's a San Diego Padre for like 10 more years.
Are we scared that he's not 100% though?
What do you mean?
I mean, he's performing great, but he's limping.
Where did you see that?
You know, every day, while he was running, while watching the game.
Yeah, someone pointed that out the other day as well. I mean, with Fernando, to me, I'm going to take it day by day. I'm going to enjoy it as it's lasting. Because for some reason, baseball is such a weird sport. You get great out of people, and they get hurt. I mean, look at Mike Trout. We saw 10 years of awesomeness, and then the last, or maybe a little bit less than that, 8 years of awesomeness in the last four, you know, somewhere in the middle there. But I don't know if he's hurt. So people have been pointing out little things. I mean, he had the wheeze after the swing.
The shoulder. That makes the shoulder hurts, too. Nobody knows how bad that feels.
Yeah, I mean, and it's obviously the operator's shoulder. He's had it fixed in the past, but
it hurts so fucking bad.
You know, you definitely get those, like, the scar tissue, and it hits a weird nerve, you know. And like, I mean, to me, I've definitely felt pain like that, where you wince and it hurts then, and then you feel fine the next day. You know, like, yeah, it's a pain you didn't realize was going to come, but it wasn't much of it. It was just like a quick shock, like, and then it was totally done over.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what it feels like. It really only comes, I'm assuming, in certain like angles or certain pitches you swing at. That's at least kind of where.
And I that's felt something it. That Fernando's trying to work on desperately is him working on keeping two hands on the bat, because when he keeps two hands on the bat, that arm and shoulder doesn't extend so far deep when he's celebrating. Because when he celebrates hard, and he's extending, and it's not just to celebrate, it's the swing finish, it's the homer swing, it's the hard swing, you know. So he's got to almost shorten it up a little bit, keep two hands on the bat, and you don't run into that weird pinch situation. And it happens when you pop that shoulder out of place. You build scar tissue that you didn't have, and scar tissue got some weird nerves. So,
like I said, I mean, obviously it's not a problem. He's performing great. I mean,
he's unreal.
He's been doing hella fantastic. But those things, you know, scare a Padres fan.
Yeah, I mean, and we got to mention that no Jackson Merrill and no Cronenworth for the next, or at least no Jackson for the last 10 days. Crony is going to be out a lot longer than was anticipated. So it's a good kind of measure of how depth this team has, how much depth they have.
Yeah, and that's been a big surprise for me, is how well this team has played with everyone going up, injured list down. And, you know, kind of cool that, you know, you had guys major league ready stashed in AAA. You know, obviously not hoping or wishing for an injury or really truly expecting it. But I mean, AJ Preller did a really good job of building this roster so deep at major league talented players. I feel like that's something that he continuously learns as he's growing and with his age as a GM, president of baseball operations. But that's something that the Padres of old didn't have. Like, that's something he's constantly worked on getting better the last couple of years, you know? Like, I mean, the bench for the Padres last year was absolutely phenomenal. Like, you had Solano and Peralta, who were both really above average players who had to get in those pinch hitter moments, had to play when guys needed rest days, and did a farewell job. And we're seeing guys do a really farewell job and at least showing heart. Like the other day, I saw Jason Hayward dive for an infield single at first base. You tell me that guy don't have heart. I mean, we're talking shit. I mean, yeah, last podcast I was wrecking. Yeah, okay. I'm saying I was talking
hand up,
mad down on him. But you know, with time, you definitely see the effort and the heart and the like baseball love he has for it and what he shows on the field. I mean, he might not be great, but the effort there, the defense is there, what Shinny talks about. He plays a pretty decent center field, which we need right now with Merrill out. I mean, Tyler Wade, I was talking down on Tyler Wade. He just went 2-for-2 with 2 walks, had on base 4 times, had like 3 RBIs.
Yeah.
Or those two.
That I'm in, and that's not, I'm not asking for 2-for getting on base every single time, every game, but I mean, we're going to take a Tyler Wade 2-for-2, 2 walks type of day, you know?
Yeah, especially if Tyler Wade is starting. Like, don't get me wrong. Tyler Wade, awesome bench guy, coming off the bench. Need him late in the game. We're starting Tyler Wade.
We're nervous.
We're nervous. And he made himself like a rise in that game.
Yeah, that's a pro. Pro's pro.
Pro's pro. You get the start, you fucking battle.
You don't sit around. That's
what I feel like this team's doing. I mean.
Wait, so. And this is kind of where I lack a little knowledge, where we sent him down, right? He's out of options. We bring him back up. I know we can send him down again. No, but
we cannot.
We can't send him down, right?
Tyler Wade.
Yeah. He's,
if we want to send him down again,
it's clear waivers again. We have
the clear waivers again.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's not an option. Like,
so that in my mind, then Yuli or Martin Maldonado, someone's getting
cut. Why would Martin get cut? Him and our catcher hasn't been bad right now.
Somebody's like, getting cut if we can't, unless it's him.
Right now, to me, it's Yuli Gurriel. Yuli Gurriel is expendable. He can't play multiple positions. They hardly ever use him at first. He's like DH.
Hit water if he fell off a boat.
And he can't hit water if he fell off the boat. I don't need that as a DH on my team.
No, I agree. I think he's not as good as he probably should have never been on this team, but I mean, whatever. Got to deal with it. Nelson Cruz is on this team, I think, last year, right?
No. Two years ago.
Whatever.
But that was a learning experience for Preller. We failed with Nelson Cruz.
Matt Carpenter,
Nelson Cruz. That was his bang for buck. That was his
terrible picks.
Yeah, and he
we failed.
He went with, and then last year he went Jerkson Profar and Gavin Sheets this year. So
last year we had Peralta and Solano as our bench guys.
Yeah, I'm just talking about 1-year veterans.
Oh, like guys. The 1-year vet deals?
Yeah.
Gotcha. We were on 2 different wavelengths. Sorry.
Team's looking good, though. Love it.
Team's looking really good. So now we're entering a series versus the Astros.
Yeah, there's going to be a Josh Hader bobblehead, I think, this weekend, and then a Jose Altuve sock giveaway or something.
Oh, Hader bobblehead, huh?
Hader bobblehead, yeah. And then why that makes sense is last year we played the Astros in Houston. Altuve like lifted his sock off his foot or something.
Yeah, yeah.
To show an umpire, probably like a buzzer or something that he was getting signs.
Well, yeah, funny joke. Sorry, I interrupted. He was challenging that his foot got hit by the ball during his at-bat, and the umpire said no, and he pulled his shoe off to show him that he had a red mark on his foot from the...
Nice. And, that was just a bug bite, right?
Yeah, he wasn't awarded first.
Nice. Yeah.
So we got Al Hart taking on Gusto. Do you know who Gusto is?
Yeah, he's the head chef at...
Ratatouille.
Ryan Gusto. He's got 15 Ks on the year with a 3 av, 0.00 ERA, 12 innings pitch, one whip. Had a fine season.
Astros stink. So,
and we're not home. We are away. We're playing in Houston.
This is a game that I can see us dropping, though.
Houston Astros no longer Minute Maid?
Nope.
What is it?
Something weird. I think it's Travis Scott.
Tropicana?
Daikin.
Daikin.
Well, it's D-A-I-K-I-N.
Weird.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what that means. Daikin Park. Never I could be saying it totally wrong. Then we got Dylan Cease taking on friend Mir Valdez.
They're a Japanese AC company.
Oh, I skipped Michael King and can you say Hayden Wesnitzki?
Wesnitzki, yeah. I can say that. Picked him up in fantasy. 19 points last week.
Wesnitzki?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, sorry to skip Saturday's game.
Wesnitzki.
Saturday's game is on Fox Sports 1 and Sunday's game is on ESPN. No free shout outs.
Fire ESPN games. Love Sunday Night Baseball.
Love Sunday Night Baseball, RIP though.
Can't wait. I can't wait to see Apple Baseball, whatever it is. Apple Night, Sunday Night.
Are you ready for Netflix Baseball?
Yeah, Netflix Baseball and Netflix UFC. Ooh.
They already got WWE. Ooh. Is Netflix trying to become what?
Netflix is the worldwide leader in sports.
They're trying to be the worldwide leader in sports?
Yeah.
They're trying to take over ESPN?
I would, 100%.
Yeah, ESPN's failing. Everything they do fails. Pat McAfee was here when he joined ESPN. And then I think, though, it really kind of evens out.
Plateaued?
I mean, the rest of their content is ass.
Yeah, without him, there's no reason to tune in to ESPN.
Zero. I mean, Stephen A.
And even that, I don't tune into ESPN to watch him. I watch YouTube watch him.
Yuck.
Stephen A. He's a clip guy these days.
The other old white guy.
Stephen A. is going to be running for office. Did you see that? Yeah, he's going to be running Democrat Party next time.
Oh no, dude!
Won't get my vote. Sorry.
Will not get.
Lay off the weed.
Lay off the weed.
This is a series I would love to see the Padres take. Like I mentioned before, 3-3 away from Petco Park. I'd love to boost those numbers up. Let's take this series. It's a threat teamer because it's
go to Detroit after that. That's a winnable one too.
Detroit's a good team, man. They're a scrappy team.
You're more scared of Detroit than you are Houston.
Well, Detroit has Scooble.
Houston has Scooble. Bangers though, dude. All home runs.
Not anymore. Houston does not have bangers no more.
Really.
I mean, and Yonder on my fantasy team are.
Yonder? Who's Yonder? Yonder Alonso?
I said Yonder and it didn't hit right.
Who are you talking about? On the Tigers?
No.
Yonder Diaz?
Yonder?
No.
Yordan?
Yeah, Yordan. There you go. I don't know why Yonder came out with
Yordan Alonso.
Yordan's cold as ice.
It was cold as ice.
Yeah, now we're getting hit with a strike. Thanks.
Oh, shit. Unreal.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see. The Astros are a decent team every year. I cannot count the Astros out. But I'd love to take all three.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Hart pitching. Let's see if our bats could win it. And then we got two dogs.
If we can finish this month under 10 wins.
Or under 10 losses.
10 losses, sorry. Yeah, under 10 wins. Sorry, we can't do that.
Too late. 10, fastest to 15.
Yeah, if we can end this month under 10 losses, I think that would be fantastic.
What would that finish us at?
We can afford 5 losses, so
six losses. We only have
11. There's 11 games left, so we have to go 7-4 to be under 10. 6-5 to be at 10.
No, we have math is off. We have four losses. We have six games.
Yeah, we need to be 5, and we can go 5-6 and be at 10. 6-5 to be.
Yeah.
Love it. I love that.
Love that because we see 3 at Houston, 3 at Detroit, 3 at Tampa, and I really wish we played in Tampa. Tampa Bay is not playing at the Trop this year. They're effectively playing at
George Steinbrenner Stadium.
George Steinbrenner Stadium, Florida.
Tampa.
The Yankee Florida. Spring training facility.
Really?
Yes.
And people are going crazy there. Nuke Central right now.
Shit.
Nice.
Other teams.
No, I honestly like playing at home. I think playing at home is good for the Padres.
True. Very true. Very, very true.
Tampa is going to be a rude awakening going from 5,000 fans to 45,000 fans because they got a weekend series.
Yeah.
They're screwed. Holy shit. Imagine 40,000 more people coming to watch.
I think actually today they had the season high attendance of 12,000.
Was that a sold out crowd there?
Sold out so far.
Damn. 12K.
Think about that. How the Gallagher Square. Padres break a new record every time we have a home game, bro.
I think they keep letting more and more people in.
Is that what it is? Because I feel like every time we have a home game, Don and Mud are like, new record at Petco Park, 45,000 or something like that.
Boy, I don't know if it's a new record every time, but I think 42. I think it just says like sell out crowd every time. So you're thinking new record, but we have like 11 sellouts
so far
out of 11 games.
Yeah, and these are on Monday nights and shit like that.
We were selling
crowds like,
well.
Best fans in MLB.
Wednesday at 1 p.m. during the Padres.
It's like wondering during work and we're selling out the crowd. What are we doing?
Yeah. It's an awesome environment, but it is also helps when you're playing good ball early.
Yeah, that helps. You make a lot of noise, get the whole city on your back.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. The Padres are good. All right, I'll go to a game.
Padres are back. We're back, baby. Everyone, I mean, oh my God, who doesn't love baseball? And early springtime into the summer. Like when baseball's back, you know, the season's changing, the tides are turning. We're no longer in the desperate times. Winter season's terrible, miserable for a lot of people around the world. Yep. A lot of people are out there listening to this podcast right now, shoveling their last bit of snow.
Literally.
Praying for the sun.
Praying. What baseball is to a lot of people around this beautiful goddamn country is that it means the tides are turning, the seasons are changing, and the world is going to be warm again. We're going to all be in our bathing suits, out by the pool, out by the beach, drinking the cocktails, mini margaritas, beers out of a glass, and ourselves. Oh, fucking back. The Padres are the best team in the fucking world right now. 15-4. Ain't no one. Who's at 15 wins today? We won our 15th yesterday. Is there someone at 15 today?
No.
No.
Giants are 13.
No.
Giants have an opportunity to win their 14th game today. Yeah. No one will be at 15 today.
Love it. Love it.
Period. End of story.
End of story.
Go fucking Padres.
Go Padres, man. That's your quick update. Around the league, it doesn't really matter. Everything else is in the NL West. I mean, the Padres, I hate talking about division or win and losses this early, but Padres 15-4, Dodgers second place 14-6, game and a half out. Giants 13-6, two games out. Arizona 12-7, three games out. Colorado 13-15, 11 and a half games out.
I love that we're up there on top. You don't see that too often.
Yeah, nice. I mean, if it comes May would be awesome. I don't think Padres been in first place in May in a long time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Nuts.
Padres got to keep playing this brand of baseball. Well, they're not doing anything special. They didn't go get a home run fucking signing this offseason. We signed a guy who had a career 4 ERA. That's what we did. Like, if you look at it from a far away point of view, the Padres did nothing this offseason. We signed an innings eater pitcher. They did nothing, effectively bringing back a lesser roster than they did last season. What are they doing? They're in year two of Schilt brand baseball, and they're their number two team in stolen bases. They're up there in all of the hitting stats. Fernando is striking out 10% less than he did last year. Like, those are the numbers that make the Padres better. Fernando Tatis striking out 10% less. Manny Machado is up top 10 in stolen bases right now. I mean, it is early in the year, fresh legs, but the team is effectively playing what I would love to call Schilt brand baseball. What this is old school, fundamentally sound baseball. Not everyone's swinging for the fences every time. Yeah, you saw Fernando hit two homers the other night. Yeah, Arise is swinging for the fences, maybe. Not everybody. Oh, wow. Fernando hit a ball opposite way 5-5 hole to fucking tie the game up the other night. Like, he's not chasing the long ball. He's absolutely doing the opposite. The long ball is finding him because he has clean, compact, steady swings. He's playing his best baseball of his career right now, to me, point honest. This has been the best almost 20 game stretch, I think, of his career.
Yeah. Super exciting to watch. Super fun to watch.
If he could stay healthy, we are watching the MVP every night in San Diego.
100%.
Situational hitting and 100%. Bullpen coming out how they do wins us games.
Exactly, Roman. That is a fucking perfect point, Roman. Situational
hitting and bullpen on fire.
And what has the bullpen been? Nothing but fucking flames. I'm so glad you brought that up because I did not want to end this without mentioning fucking Bobby Fastballs.
Killing it on the fantasy team. Love it.
What is he? 8-for-8 in saves, 9 games saves, this year. Nobody scored. More men walked on the moon that have been on fucking base than him, right? And than what he's letting up. Let up like 5 guys on base. 0.
Jeremiah Estrada, Alec Jacob. We're shoving right now, bro.
Yeah, really shoving. The pin's electric, and we don't even have our secret weapon. Brian Hoeing's going to be fucking coming into the game early, and he's fucking locked down.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. This team's built really well. And
AJ Pollerton is back, and guess what? He's got guys to even deal. We have our fucking top prospects ready to wheel and deal if we need.
Ship them. Ship them all.
Yeah.
We want to win now, buddy.
Ship them all. I mean,
we want veterans. We want veterans that know how to play when the game's on the line. Love it. Love to see it.
Hell yeah.
Who is someone you would love to be a Padre?
Gavin Sheets.
That's awesome. But I was thinking kind of like a dream scenario, like someone who's on a bad team.
Sandy Alcantara. Yerp.
Would be awesome. I don't even know. I just like throwing things
in. Best pitcher.
We have a really good shortstop prospect that could be dealt at any moment. Sandy is a good one, but I don't know if I give up.
Well, won't give up Leo for that.
I won't give up Leo for that. Would you give up Leo for Yordan?
No.
No?
No.
I would.
No.
I don't know if you mentioned Jason Adam in your list of bullpen, but he's been awesome.
Good. Is that the name I was thinking of? I said Alex.
Yeah, no, Alex.
That's a real name, too.
He's been good, too.
He has been good.
That's a real name.
But all right, I don't want to waste too many of your guys' time. It's still early in the year. We don't really need to talk about too many other teams right now because it's been all Padres. It's all Padres for you right now until we get tired of it. Until you get tired of hearing us talk about Padres. Till I get someone in the comments saying, where the hell is this team? Where the hell is this team?
Okay. Below us, I can tell you that much.
Because I know Padres, you want your team, shout them out in the comments, and I'll say something good. Shani will say something bad next week. Okay? Nothing wrong with being average.
Lakers are 5.